Fight fans, welcome to the Power Hour with your MMA enthusiast. Reporting to you live from the 845, we're going to jump right into a UFC 226 recap. Kicking it off with Dan Hooker versus Gilbert Burns. Dan Hooker getting the win by glorious fashion. Left hook to the body, followed up with a left hook upstairs to put Gilbert Burns out on the feet. He already had clipped him and dropped him earlier in the fight. Dan Hooker's just been on a tear as of late, taking out names like Jim Miller, Ross Pearson, and he's for sure on the come up. I can't wait to see what's in store for him next. I'd like to see him fight Paul Felder next. Paul Felder could make that return back to the 155 weight class. Coming off a split decision loss to Mike Perry. I think that'd be a good matchup. Both guys like to stand on the feet, bang it out. I especially liked on Dan Hooker's finish. If you watch closely, he ate two shots to give two shots, and his two shots that he gave just happened to be powerful enough to put out his opponent. No knock on Gilbert Burns, but stand-up wise, just couldn't hang in the pocket with Dan Hooker. He's precise, and he's been precise, and I think he's got some good fights ahead for him in his career. Moving on to the next bout, Curtis Melender versus Max Griffin. I actually put money down on Max Griffin. After the first round, I thought it was going to be an easy coast for him because he kept Melender down for the majority of that round. But on the feet, Melender was just throwing vicious knees right to Griffin's knee, ribs, land some to his head, and Melender looks really big for that weight class, especially upper body area. He's long, and seeing that guy fight at 170 is almost scary, quite frankly.